The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. Change only happens when we, the people, become part of the solution. That's why more and more patriotic Americans are tuning in to the Power Hour. Now, here's your host, Dave Krieger.
And it's 8 a.m. Central Time here in the Power Hour where we are. And, of course, the Power Mall is now open at 877-817-9829. Make sure to get your free tube of Vitamir toothpaste when you donate $25. Just call that number and make a pledge. We appreciate that. It keeps wonderful guests like Don Jeffries, who has this book out that apparently all the mainstream media and the governments just hate, and they're censoring it every turn. I mean, come on. See, a book like this, it's called Masking the Truth. It's available currently on Amazon, but see, you know, if you go to our guest postings this week, it'll help to support the show, and you can actually link to and buy the book. And Amazon sends us a little something, something to keep us on the air. So don't just go to Amazon.com to buy the book. Actually, go to our website, click on the guest postings, and buy it that way, at least while you still can. Don Jeffries, welcome back to the show, sir.
It's always fun to be here. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, well, see, and the phone lines are open, 844-769-2944. Just remember to listen to the prompts and press 1 when you hear the cue. That'll get you into the studio to talk to us. Now, we did that because of the fact we started talking about all the spam robocalls that were, you know, everybody was getting inundated with, Don, and all of a sudden we start getting inundated with like 20-some-odd spam calls. It's like
someone's listening.
Somebody is paying attention to what we're talking about out there. So, and, you know, you think this is conspiracy theory. Well, Don, you've been working on JFK assassination fantasies and all these conspiracy theories since the mid-70s, have you not?
Yes, sir. Yeah, it's I was awake when almost nobody else was, I guess. Yeah, I remember trying to convince people, you know, that's what's when you've been doing this as long. I mean, I was a radical teenager, so, which I was then. And I saw the drift of where we were going then. And very few people did. They just kind of laughed. You know, he's interesting. He's fun at parties, but nobody paid attention. And, you know, here we are now. I mean, it's just, I remember just bam, 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 one after one when these things happened, and just nobody cared and they let it happen. And that's why we're where we're at, because we showed that we don't have a tipping point. You know, there's no tipping point. There's apparently nothing the authorities can do, and they can shut down the entire world and get you to stay 6 feet apart and wear a stupid mask that, you know, says on the box it doesn't protect you from anything. And well, they can get you to do that and then get you to do anything.
Yeah, and see, the title of the book is called Masking the Truth, How COVID-19 Destroyed Civil Liberties and Shut Down the World. That's what we've just been talking about here. Now, if you happen to disagree or you're still wearing a mask out there, my question is, are you sick? Why are you out? Why are you running around with a mask on if you're sick? You should stay home. Don't you think that would be a smarter move, and rest and get better and take plenty of vitamin C? Oh, no, we can't do that. And you people that take ivermectin out there, you're just full of it. You know, you're a bunch of conspiracy there. Nope. I take ivermectin every other day as maintenance, and it works. And I've been told by doctors all over the place, really? You take it that much? I go, yeah, I hang around so many people. Shedding is real. You see, people like us, we know these things. And, you know, it's one of the reasons we have Don on here, because, I mean, he has dealt. This book just goes crazy, crazy into dealing with the truth. And Dr. Sherry Tenpenny even wrote the foreword for the book. So, you know, even RFK Jr., that's something I actually definitely want to talk to you about, because we had Larry Sharp on last week. And I'm kind of curious as to Don, because he's a super PAC for RFK Jr. Mm-hmm. RFK Jr. said that the CDC is not an independent agency. It's a vaccine company. Mm-hmm. And you put that in your book. So, yeah. Folks, I'm not going to sit there and read all 292 pages of this thing verbatim, all right? You're going to have to get the book and read it yourself. But I'm telling you what, there are so many things in here, it's no wonder when you read what's going on in here that Don has laid out very succinctly and in chronological order, you're going to freak out. And this is why mainstream media and all of these various elite entities out there that are in control of these publications don't want this out there. because they don't want people reading it. This would be the kind of book, Don, I would think that you would give somebody that is kind of riding the fence on what really happened in 2020.
Yeah, because, I mean, the people, again, the millions of people that are still buying into it, and we see them. I still see people out there wearing their masks, which is just, you just want to go up to them and ask them, you know, what, why are you doing this? I mean, if nothing else, it just makes society look ridiculous, but there's no reason for it. But yeah, my book is the only one, and there are lots of good books. You mentioned RFK Jr.'s book on Fauci. My friend Naomi Wolf wrote a good book. Alex Berenson, Peter McCullough. But mine is the only one that tells the whole story, because I'm the only one that I'm skeptical about what COVID-19 is. Nobody else is. Everybody else just assumes they concentrate on the vaccine, which is good. I'm with them there. But I think they're leaving out half the story. And that's why my book shows. My book talks about the empty hospitals and the dancing nurses and all the fake reports that came out of China and Italy that they admitted were fake. And all the numbers that were changed, all the people that were said to have died from COVID when they were died from other causes. We learned that the CDC directed the hospitals in April 2020, which told them to list the cause of death as COVID, even if the patient hadn't been tested. There's tons of evidence out there. And of course, the main thing is that they tell you that whatever the COVID-19, which is the 2019 strain of the early coronavirus, that's why they call it that. And by the way, what happened to COVID 20, 21, COVID 22, COVID 23? Apparently, we're never going to see another strain, which that's not science. But they tell you that the COVID-19 strain has never been isolated. When they developed their ridiculous vaccine for it, there was a woman in Canada that sued them for information. They finally had to admit, I have the quote in my book, what they said, that, we could not isolate. There were no isolates available. There's never any isolates available. They never isolated it. So we had to simulate. They had to simulate that from the regular coronavirus. So in other words, how do you have a vaccine when you supposedly all vaccines are based off whatever it is? They inject you with whatever it is, measles or whatever that they're trying to immune you against. In this case, they couldn't because it wasn't available. And people wonder why the vaccine's worthless or deadly, even more likely. But so that's what differs from mine, is that I question the entire thing, because I don't think you have things like the empty hospitals and those empty refrigerator trucks that they lied and said were bodies in them, all those things. That's part of the story. And I think that's why they're going after my book so much, because I'm calling them out on their lie from the very beginning. I call it the greatest psyop in the history of the world.
And then Deborah Birx has to come out with this tell-all saying she made everything up. And I'm just like, I'm telling people, don't buy that book. All we knew that they were lying to us. And, you know, she admits in the book, for people who have read it, that she made it all up, that they were trying to figure out. Let's see, we got 14 days to stop the spread. What do we do next? Let's think of, you know, it's like, how stupid can American people be? They want to know, as far as control and compliance, they want to know who's going to bend and who's going to fight. I mean, this is it in a nutshell. Sherry in Kansas, you're on the phone with Don Jeffries. Go ahead. One of your biggest fans,
yes, sir.
Don.
Have you what you said about they've never isolated the virus? I've heard that too, but yet we hear these things about them looking in wastewater in different municipalities for the COVID virus. How can they find it?
Yeah, exactly. They're not going to find it in the water. They've not been able to isolate it. I mean, it's such a fantasy. And that's why when they talk about the lab leak theory and all that, okay, well, you know, I know they have some Frankenstein labs. They're doing crazy work in there. You know, if gain-of-function research is awful, it should have been outlawed. But they didn't unleash this deadly virus, because if they had, they would have acted differently, wouldn't they? The game was given away right away, because the authorities would have been afraid of getting it themselves or their loved ones. They would have sealed the borders, wouldn't they? Wouldn't they have closed those southern borders finally? Nope, they kept them wide open the entire time. And they would have not been caught in public constantly without their masks and without social distancing, which they were. They never took it seriously. That's why I tell people, they're not taking it seriously. Why are you?
Okay, I guess that's it. I hear the double beep. that means she hung up. All right. So the thing is about COVID-19, have we come to the conclusion that the reason they did this was to depopulate as many people, as stupid people, from the face of the earth as they could?
Well, I think that's the most logical explanation. I don't know. I mean, they do like to play games, and they clearly, most all of them are eugenicists. I mean, somebody like Bill Gates is probably the foremost eugenicist in the world. He was front and center of this. So if they're constantly drooling over the prospect of millions, if not billions of people dying, and they're saying all the time, there's too many people, you know, climate change and all this stuff is too many people. We have to do something about it. And they can't stop people in third world countries anyway, having babies. They stopped us. They stopped, you know, they've done a very good job of that. And I don't think it's any accident either that at the same time, simultaneously with this COVID psyop, you saw the introduction really into the warp speed transgender agenda. That really caught fire during this. So what do they have in common? And with the warp speed vaccine, not COVID, with that damaging, like Naomi Wolf did a lot of research on that from the Pfizer documents, we know that it damaged women's ability to have children, fertility rates, miscarriages rates went up through there. Testosterone in men, which had been dropping anyhow for a long time, really dropped now. So you have already, you have a dicey situation in terms of procreating. But then you throw this transgender thing, and if you're getting more and more girls to become boys and boys to become girls, you're not going to have babies anymore. So combined with the people that are dying off from the vaccines, the inability to reproduce because of the vaccine, and transgenderism, I think it all adds up to what the eugenicists have long wanted.
For sure. Well, you know, see, the thing that tipped me off to this thing was when I read NSM 200, which I'm sure you're very well aware of. That was, you know, Henry Kissinger, you know, may he rot in hell. Henry Kissinger's book, or his report to then President Nixon, National Security Memo 200, and yeah, even had a map in it showing which parts of the world we need to depopulate. Because we're going to have a food crisis. Oh, no, the food crisis has been manufactured. We've had stories about that in the past. You know, it gets pretty crazy out there with everything that's going on. And the phones, of course, are jamming. Tim in Michigan, you are on with Don Jeffries. Go ahead.
Don, how do you compete with a generation of people that have been hypnotized by their TV after 30, 40 years of watching their TV hourly, on a continually basis, being drummed? How do you break that dome and get through to people like that? That, I mean, that's where I see the biggest threat to anything, is because people talk like their TV. They really do. And it's like, yep, it's amazing when you're not around a TV, how people talk just like the TV. That's just easy question.
Well, and it's certainly a very good question, and it's at the heart of the matter here. And I wish I knew the answer to that, because I haven't been able to convert very many people. I mean, now that I have books out and stuff, and some people know who I am, I hear from people every day all over the world that like my work, but I never hear from anybody that knows me. And in my personal life, my son is the only one who's awake besides me. I've had no influence or impact on anyone. They either ignore it, or some of them think I'm crazy. Some have canceled me since the COVID because I wouldn't get vaccinated. My kids and I were the only ones in the family that aren't vaccinated. We were banned from a niece's wedding. We didn't get to go there. So it causes risks like this. So you're right. So I don't debate these people anymore, because I realize when I'm talking to them, I am talking. I might as well be talking to Joy Reid or Don Lemon, it's, you know, because they're regurgitating what they've heard. And it's like, I've taken the time to become educated on the subject. On my show, I had, you know, some of these doctors from around the world that are renegades. I had them early on and talked to them. I'm aware of the work. I'm aware of the research. But someone I'm talking to has listened to CNN and MSNBC, and that's all they know. They don't know anything else. I said, why am I wasting my time? The caller's unfortunately right that is what we would have to do. But I don't know how you do it, because the COVID was the greatest disillusionment in terms of politics that I've ever seen, because I thought they overplayed their hand when they banned March Madness. And they delayed the playoffs in baseball and the NBA. And they closed a lot of the places in the shopping malls when they destroyed Hollywood. Because I thought, this is what the masses do for mindless entertainment. It didn't matter. No. It didn't. I mean, Hollywood is completely dead now, but the masses still act as if they're still regurgitating that same information.
Yeah, but Don, don't you think Hollywood's dead because they're all woke and this is the kind of stuff that they've been producing and we've all come to recognize that this stuff is just pure folly? It's mindless entertainment. You said it right there. The term amusement means not to think. So you just sit there and brainwash yourself with mindless garbage. But the funny thing about it is, and it's not conspiracy theory, when they want to talk about war and they want to talk about World War III and they want to talk about future conflict, all of a sudden you start seeing more of these war movies coming out. Mm-hmm. It's like a precursor to everything in the future. Can you put two and two together on that?
Yeah, well, you're right. Well, they've always, and that's what's odd about the woke. Again, I started out as a leftist. I was a card-carrying member of the ACLU as a teenager, and I was, you know, very radical Democrat, you know, and I was for prison reform and marijuana laws, normal and all that stuff, the things, the environment, anti-war all the way. But and of course, I was a free speech zealot, as I still am. But the left abandoned all that. But they in fact, they went from being anti-war to being pro-war. So they've managed to fit in their crazy wokeness that they have. They have an affinity for violence. And for again, the left used to be nonviolent. That was what they stressed. Now they are violent. So you see these crazy transgenders when you see them out there, they're up in your face. They want to get violent. They want violence. And I don't understand that mindset. And they love war. You're never going to see a transgender march against a war anywhere. That's not going to happen. And that's what, you know, it just makes it so difficult to deal with this, because if they were like the old left, there would be some good things, some points of agreement we could talk about, like, for instance, free speech. But they don't remotely believe in free speech.
I know.
Unless it's something like genderqueer. They'll fight to the death to keep that in the libraries. But you think they care about my book being banned? They applaud that.
Yeah, of course they do. Well, see, and the best way to stop a transgender activist from coming after you is just hand him a tube of lipstick. You'll be your friend forever. See, just step. What's that? It's lipstick. Here, this is your shade. Try this. You know, and all of a sudden, oh, cool. So you sympathize with what we're doing. Oh, you're my friend. You know, see, these people, I'm telling you what, and I think 2020, that the 3 years they've been locked in their closet, no wonder they got to come out and parade around after being closeted that long. No, for God's sakes. Phil in Florida, you're on with Don Jeffries. Go ahead.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, Don. One of my most favorite guests. I want to run something by Don, and I know you'll be listening, Dave, and maybe consider it as well. You know, I'm so embarrassed. I got the book when it came out, and I never was a strong reader, and ever since the internet, I haven't read a book forever. But I got it, and but I know Don's story of his brother, and so many people have been affected by this damn thing, and we have an opportunity, I believe, to finally say enough to these overlords, and with this COVID and books like Don's and programs like the Power Hour. I listen to Rents every Monday night when Don's first up on Monday nights. The one thing I wanted to run by Don and you, Dave, and then I'll shut up and get off air. But after Don comes on Monday nights, the Rents has this woman, Erica, and they go over people's stories, whistleblowers and people affected by either the COVID treatment or the vaccine or the whole scene, man, the whole thing, one way or another. And there's gazillions of stories of everyday people, regardless of political persuasion and all that. And there's a guest that I've suggested to Don and maybe you last year, a woman in Tennessee named A.J. DePriest, who has found a way of getting the documents, government documents that go to the hospital, went to the hospitals and the school districts, and deliberately the money demanded they follow the deadly protocols. And I think if we keep getting these stories out and these guests and find a mechanism for people to use those documents or their efforts in our own communities, and damn it, we can't nobody can do everything, but we all can do something. And there are things we can do. The fight is not over yet. Yeah, I mean, the American people, I'm going to shut up soon, the American people with this COVID demonstrated how they just rolled over for this, and it blew my mind. I never rolled over like a lot of the Power Hour people never did, and it just blew my mind. But we can also hit them with the truth and feed them the truth. And this is an opportunity. Don, I love you, buddy, and so glad you're out there. Dave, I love you, the Power Hour, and I'm going to shut up and listen. Thank you.
We appreciate it, Phil. Thanks so much down in Florida. And boy, if you were in Florida, you saw it coming, man. I mean, I saw it coming. I saw the lines of people lining up to get the shot, driving under tents with all those ambulances sitting at the end of the runway. And I'm like, oh my God, this is really terrible. This is really happening. There are people out there that are buying into this garbage. Yeah. How scary can you get? I'm just like totally all over this thing, and was ever since it came out, but not obviously to the extent that Don Jeffries is, which is why he put the book out, Masking the Truth. That's why we're having this discussion. Bill in Illinois, you're on with Don Jeffries. Go ahead.
Yeah, Don, I hate to change the subject with you, Dave and Don, but, I listened to Don on another program, and this guest, I don't know if I should mention his name, but it's Rents, you know. And he's got people on all the time talking about UFOs all the time. But he never brings up the fact, or none of his UFO people bring up the fact that John Lennon of the Beatles had a UFO experience when he was doing Walls and Bridges, and even put it on the front cover of the album. He was on radio programs talking about it. May Pang, that's when he was living with May Pang. And I don't understand why so many of these people that talk about UFOs, I'm not a UFO really person, you know, but nobody ever brings that up. And it's, you know, here's the most powerful Beatle ever having an experience like that, and they never bring that up.
Yeah, I know that Art Bell used to talk about it all the time on Coast to Coast. I mean, you remember that, Don? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Lennon was one of the. I mean, there were other. Jimmy Carter, I think, saw a UFO. Even Jackie Gleason. But it's Lennon. Lennon did. And he wrote a. He put references to it in a song. I think it was UFO.
He did that. But he at the time he was living with May Pang there on top of the roof, sunbathing, and this UFO was right over. A lot of people in New York saw it, you know, and May Pang even, they drew pictures of it. May Pang just sold the pictures like 2 or 3 years ago. She was on a tour, but Rents never brings that up, and these people he's got on, I don't understand that, you know. And you can listen to these radio programs where he talks about it, because he says, you know, first I put it on the album, and I told him to take it off, so they're going to think I was on drugs. He says, but I wasn't on drugs or anything. This really happened. Then he called radio stations, and he talked about it, you know. All that's available. But, I can't understand that, you know. But anyway, another thing I wanted to bring up, too, is these young kids, they talk so fast in a way to try to confuse you, or they mince their words together to try to confuse you. I believe that they're being taught this in their schools. You know, it's just ridiculous. I see this a lot in the area where I live, you know. But I don't know. Maybe you got a comment about that.
Well, I don't know if I noticed that. I noticed they don't talk very well.
And they don't enunciate.
They're not too tight. I think a lot of them don't talk a whole lot. I mean, you know, you'll see them texting when they're sitting next to each other. There's not communicating. They've done quite a job on the. Just imagine what they're doing on the generation that's coming up now. Because I mean, when they're having to identify their pronouns in kindergarten and stuff. I mean, it's just ridiculous.
Yeah, this is all.
They got slapped on the wrist by the Penguin, and they would have changed their attitude. All right, take care.
Pretty okay, sad, thank Bill. Thanks, Bill, for your call. Chance in West Virginia. Good morning. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Dave Meister. You done did it again. You got one of my favorite authors right next to you there. It feels like a family reunion, Dave Meister. Break out the beer. Oh, I forgot. It's only 9:30 in the morning. Too early for that. I got a question for Don. Yeah. Don, you wrote an article. I've got it in the Freedom Times, October 2021 issue. It was a headliner. Now, I'll be turning 64 next month, and this article really related to me, unfortunately. It's an excellent article. It's called The American Loneliness Phenomenon. Yes. Could you tell the listeners how they could access that and read that? Because I feel that's a very, very powerful article.
Well, I thank you very much. I appreciate that. And I think it's one of the best things I've ever written. So if you go to my Substack, that's the only place I'm not being shadow banned. DonaldJeffries.substack.com. It's called I Protest, like my weekly live stream podcast. And I have it pinned at the top of the page. So if you go to DonaldJeffries.substack.com, you'll see that right at the top of the page. It's getting a little more because when I wrote it, I didn't have as big an audience. So it didn't have as many comments and stuff as I get now. But it's getting more because that's why I wanted to pin it there. But I appreciate you saying that because it's we're seeing more and more evidence of this.
Well,
we have
Don,
more people.
I'm sorry to interrupt you. I had to bring this up because it hit home with me. And it shows your caring and that you see this and you're bringing it the light it deserves. It's a very powerful. I don't have a computer. All I have it on is in the print version. Oh. And I keep it nearby because and still pick it up and read it. I must have read it God knows how many times. But if a lot of your listeners would read that article, they'd see the state, the condition that we're in this country. And it's sad, but it's an excellent article, Don. And Don, keep up the great work now. You're great. Jeff Brent, too, is great. I listen to you every Monday night, guy.
Oh, I can't tell you how much I appreciate the kind words, Chance. Thank you very much.
God bless you guys.
Appreciate that, Chance. Thank you much. Wow. So did you have a good St. Patrick's Day yesterday, by the way, Don?
Yeah, I don't drink green beer any longer, so my wife got a special St. Patrick's Day cake, so we ate that. I don't like corned beef. You know, I'm half Irish and half English, but I say all the time, my people are the two worst cuisines on earth. I'm sorry, so I'm not going to eat Irish or English food.
But the Irish corned beef is not an Irish thing either. I mean, you ask anybody, when we went to Ireland in 2019, they look at you weird. When you,
it's an American version of it.
Yeah, it is. It's a knockoff. But, I mean, we had it yesterday. We enjoyed it, but we don't drink green beer either. It's only Guinness. That's all that flows in our house. And I'll tell you, the Guinness here is nothing like it is in Ireland. In Ireland, it's just fabulous. I'll be the first to attest to that when I was at the airport getting ready to fly home, and I'm just like drinking this pint and I'm like, I don't want to leave. I want to stay here. I like it here. I really do. But see, the thing is Ireland's got its own set of problems now because, they just tried to cancel their culture. Yes. And I was trying to get Leisha DeBrun on our show. And we unfortunately can't patch WhatsApp into the program. And so, you know, I mean, that's not the kind of format that we're working on right at the moment. But, you know, the thing is they are going through the same kind of cancel culture stuff. They've got 125,000 illegals in their country, which for the size of Indiana is crazy. And then on top of that, they've got 180,000 unit housing shortage. Yeah. Which, you know, I mean, it's like, what is the Irish government? They're just as bad as what we're doing over here. We're coming to the break. When we come back, Don's going to stay here, and we're going to stand up, walk around, and stretch. Obviously, we have to do that in between breaks because I don't want to end up with DVT. So in the meantime, just listen to the commercials. We will be back after these important messages from the Power Hour and the Power Mall with more of Don Jeffries and your phone calls. Stay right there.
iComplex CS is a comprehensive natural medicine formula to nourish and heal eye tissue formulated by a board-certified MD ophthalmologist, Dr. Robert Abel. Why you need vitamins for your eyesight? There is a direct and proven physiological connection between the nutrients we put into our body and the quality of our eyesight. Some vitamins for eyesight can be absorbed from the food we eat, but other vital nutrients cannot, especially if you're not eating a daily, nutritionally balanced diet. Additional supplements are essential for optimal eye health as well as your overall physical health. With 23 vitamins and nutrients such as N-acetylcysteine, which is important for removing toxic substances from the liver, this, the most complete clinical strength eye and total body multivitamin available in one supplement. Call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
Come to the Power Mall today and purchase Mediterranean Black Seed Oil from North American Urban Spice. Exclusively from the genetic source and never standardized. Cold pressed, it's so good it supports cardiovascular, respiratory, immune, digestive, neurologic health, and so much more. Said to be good for everything but death itself, come find the best prices on Black Seed capsules or 8-ounce varieties when you visit thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829 to purchase.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Hi everyone, this is Catherine, producer of the Power Hour. Not very many of you know that I suffer from an autoimmune disease, and one product that I depend on daily is Global Healing Center's organic plant-based selenium. Selenium is essential for optimal endocrine and immune function, and for moderating the inflammatory response. Not only that, but this essential trace mineral plays a vital role in promoting a healthy thyroid, maintaining cardiovascular health, and supporting metabolism. This expertly crafted supplement is extracted from the mustard seed plant. It is vegan-friendly and high bioavailable, ensuring optimal absorption of this powerful antioxidant. So whether or not you're dealing with an autoimmune disorder like me, or you simply want to boost your immune function, I recommend you try Global Healing Center Selenium from the Power Mall. It's available by going to thepowermall.com or by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. 9829.
Many Americans are growing increasingly concerned about the rapidly growing U.S. government deficits. Recognizing that the additional printing of paper money devalues U.S. currency. To compensate, American gold and silver coins will provide wealth protection. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins delivered directly to our clients. You can reach us at 1-800-878-2646. uscoincapital.com.
Minutes after the hour of 8 a.m. Central Time, where we are, Don Jeffries joins us here on the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you. And of course, the microphone is open. So are the phone lines. 844-769-2944 is the number to call. Press 1 and when you hear the prompt, and that'll get you into the studio so you can get on and talk to Don and ask him a pertinent question about anything going on in the world today, subject matter and whatnot. I was talking to my lovely wife during the break, and she says, you know, I would love to give this book to everybody I know that's wearing a mask and they're still proudly displaying their, I got the jab, I just got the booster on their social media pages. Like, that's a badge of honor. And I'm like, you stupid idiot. You know, I mean, we're thinking this. I mean, and she's like, look, is there something somebody can say to these people to make them think and wake them up? I said, well, if anybody knows the answer to that, Don might.
I wish I had the answer. As I said, I haven't. You can see the wonderful callers we have. I hear from people like that all the time. But they're so. I know my work is getting out there, but it's in my own life. Nobody cares, and I think that's the way it is for a lot of people. I haven't. So unfortunately, I have we have a hard time convincing those around us. And you know, if that's the problem, is that, you know, you have it's my family just doesn't recognize the importance of having had an early conspiracy theorist, you know, in their midst, an early awake person for decades. You've had the benefit of my wisdom. And they'll turn on television and that's it. You know,
they see it on TV, they hear it, they read it on the internet. It must be true. So, you know, so I mean, this is what they've been bought into, and this is government programming. I mean, basically, so, you know, deprogramming people. I mean, you can go buy multiple copies of the book, Masking the Truth. You can go through our guest postings for the week and click on that link and get to Don's book, Masking the Truth, and buy it and give it to everybody that you think is a doubting Thomas that won't believe anything you say. They think you're a right wing whack job, tinfoil hat kind of person. Unfortunately, the thing is that what Don has in this book is right on. I have read it. I've seen it. And I'm like, wow, you know, it did destroy civil liberties. And this was only a test to see how far they could bend the American people. That was it in a nutshell. That's the first time I read it. I walked away and I'm going, wow, this is just he's hitting the nail on the head. It's crazy. I mean, you obviously came to some really stark realities putting this book together.
Yeah, well, it's and I appreciate that, hearing that. And this is what has surprised me the most. Not only is the amount of the shadow banning, and by the way, the best way to get the book still is through the publisher. And I couldn't get any regular publisher. I had to go through Lulu Midnight Writer News. So if you could look up under Midnight Writer News as the publisher, you can still get an e-version. That's the only way you can get an e-version now, because Amazon has disappeared the Kindle with no explanation, and Barnes & Noble's disappeared the entire thing. Huh. So, you can still get the paperback on Amazon and other places, but you can get all of it from Lulu through Midnight Writer News. That's the best way to do it. But yeah, I was keeping track of this from the very beginning, just seeing where is this going to go? What's the end game here? But as you said, this was a trial run. And if it was some kind of test, obviously we failed or passed, depending on how you look at it, miserably, because they realized, wow, they're not going to question anything. But most important, I think, Dave, is the fact that when they close the churches down and you have this huge evangelical community that is usually very loud about things, and they usually very, you know, they have to go to church and they get upset if they, well, they didn't do anything. And there were a couple pastors, but not many, not enough. At Easter Sunday, just imagine, we're closed. They stopped people from going to church on Easter Sunday and they weren't mass protests. And I thought, and of course, the liquor stores were open. And I thought, you know, how the churches are closed, but the liquor stores are open. And that says something, Dave, about our society. But I kept waiting for some kind of pushback, but it just didn't come. And I thought, wow, this is so disillusioning. I knew we were outnumbered, but I had no idea that it was to this degree.
Well, I see. And see, when I go to the liquor store, you know, I only go when I have to stock up, and I'm just sitting there putting all this booze on the counter. And he goes, wow. He says, what are you doing? Are you having a party? He goes, no, I'm just trying to work up enough nerve to go to confession. It's just one of those things. Mm-hmm. People, though, you know, it's funny. The irony of it all, you go to the liquor store and they got I call it a people aquarium. They got a glass wall. You remember the movie Burglar when Bobcat Goldthwait put his face on there and said a people aquarium? And I just used that. I started all the funny stuff. Whenever I saw people driving with masks on, they became COVIDiots. I mean, I started taking pleasure in ridiculing these people, especially when they're on a moped with a mask on driving down the highway. It's just a matter of time before they have a COVID accident. Oh, my God. Eric in Missouri, you're on with Don Jeffries. Go ahead.
Hi. I was, I think I remember you saying that you're not going to vote. Now, I was wondering, is that us that are trying to figure out if we're supposed to be a state citizen instead of a U.S. citizen, that is a state citizen, we really can't vote in the federal elections? Do you have any opinion on that?
Are you talking to me? You certainly can vote.
I think last time you said you weren't going to vote. Oh, maybe it was a wrong guess. I thought you said
you
didn't vote because you didn't think it mattered.
Well, you know, I've talked about vote fraud for a long time. I wrote about it in the Hidden History of the Vote Scam. And we know that it was way before the 2020 election, which is the most notable example of it. But I get criticized for saying I may still vote. Just because it's where I live, it's the polling place is right around the corner. There's usually not a line. So I may go out of some twisted sense of civic responsibility. And if there's no line, I may go in and pull the lever and just hope there's a one in a million chance. Maybe they're counting it. But of course, part of me says no, maybe not. But if it comes down to somehow Nikki Haley versus Biden or something, no, I'm not going to waste 30 seconds on that. But I don't know what to tell people with that. I respect anybody who doesn't vote, but I also respect the people that are voting like out of what I'm talking about. Maybe there's a little tiny bit of hope. Maybe they'll, I don't know why you would think that after the 2022 midterms, especially, but there have been no reforms made. But we'll see. I mean, I don't know. Maybe the Republicans are right.
But now they've come out with this election integrity committee, and I'm just like, oh, seriously? Now you're going to start playing the same games the Democrats have been playing? Is that what this is about? I mean, they got Lara Trump, announcing this, and I'm just like, I'm thinking to myself, boy, if anybody's been keeping a pulse on what's been going on, you certainly would.
You get disillusioned on a lot of things, like people that know about vote scam. It was written by the Collier brothers back in the 80s. And I had a run in with their daughter, Victoria Collier, one of their daughters, Victoria Collier, who was keeping up. I said good things about her in Hidden History because she was continuing the work. Both of them are died before their time. This was usually what happens when you talk about things like that. But she has a terrible case of Trump derangement syndrome. I looked her up recently. She deleted me from Facebook and everything. And because of Trump, now she believes that this voting integrity is. I mean, her father and uncle made their name on that. And she, I saw a headline from her saying, Trump's claims is just a conspiracy theory. And I think that's just. I mean, what must your father and uncle think? But that's what we're faced with, and that's why I've written so much about Trump. I call it the Trumpenstein Project. That's the impact he's had. He's managed to, because of his presence, his personality. He's turned someone like that, whose father and uncle were pathfinders in showing how electronic voting machines especially were fraudulent. And now this woman she might as well work for MSNBC. And it's just so sad to see because she was doing some really good work.
That is sad. Appreciate your call, Eric. Wow. Yeah, it gets pretty crazy. Patrice in Ohio, go ahead. You're on with Don Jeffries.
Hi, Don. I listen to you on the Wentz program, too. Always look forward to that every Monday. So this weekend, I talked to a gentleman who was older than me. I'm 62. I'd say he's 76, 78, maybe. And he and his girlfriend got the jab, and they got the booster, and she suddenly died. And so he definitely believes it was the jab. And he just can't believe it, and he got his mind blown away. So when he told me that, I went down the rabbit hole with him, and I told him everything I could in 2 hours about what's really going on in the world.
2 hours?
Yeah.
2 hours.
And he listened to everything you had to say, Patrice?
Yes, he did. He listened to everything. Everything. Because he has an open mind, and that's why I spent 2 hours with him. And I did what you always do. I said, don't believe me. Go research it yourself. Do it. You're going to find out. You're going to get your mind blown. So I sent him Dr. Yearden's description of what they've been doing. I don't know if you two have ever heard it. He just point blank says how, he was the highest guy in Pfizer for forever.
Oh, you're talking about Dr. Michael Yearden, yeah.
So I sent him that pod. It's like 20 minutes that was on Rumble, where he just said this was directed to kill you. So we got that, and I gave him Dave Winnington's geoengineering about what they've been doing with the sky for since World War II. And what was funny was, there was a guy who's about my age that walked up, and we were talking about the manufactured weather, and, Fred's laughing, and this other guy, Ed, says, oh, yeah, that's real, Fred. Don't you know that?
As he puts on his tinfoil hat, yeah.
And the girl next to him says, yeah, don't you know that, Fred?
Wow, so, talk about witnessing two or by three,
No, but see, so we asked the question, how is it going to happen? That's how it's going to happen. That's what you have to do. You may look like a fool. Who cares? I don't care what anybody thinks about me. I'm going to tell you what I think. What's really going on.
You're self-actualized. That's what we call self-actualization. Patrice, you're there.
So I did it. I'm glad I did it.
Good for you. I appreciate that. And see, it's nice when we got listeners that'll actually reach out and touch someone, because a lot more people need to get touched. I appreciate your call, Patrice. So the thing is that they're banning the book, they're shadow banning you online. They're trying to shut it off from being sold. And that, see, if people want to go out, how many copies can your, I mean, your publisher only has this on ebook now. You're not.
No. He has a paper. He has it on both formats. And there's no limit to how many copies. And I've had wonderful people that have told me they bought five copies and gave them to their families. And I've had another couple talk shows that have bought a copy and had a giveaway and stuff. But the problem is that, you know, this should have been the book that the alternative media was waiting for. And I've been on, you know, several, you know, good platforms like yours. That we'll talk about it, but the very biggest ones, they're pretending it doesn't exist. They ignore it. And that's been very frustrating. It's Coast to Coast, which is my biggest platform. I've been on there, you know, many times and promoted all my other books. So my 10th book is coming out this summer. So I've had lots of books and, but not Masking the Truth. Masking the Truth, they had a guest host who was interested in doing it. And he had some conversations, but he told me that George Norrie had a meeting with all of them and said, no, we can't do this. So these Coast to Coast will talk about it, but they won't talk about this. And that's what I said. It's all my books. You know, if you look at the titles of my books, they're all pretty controversial, obviously. You can see where I'm coming from in terms of everything I write is trying to expose corruption or, you know, rant against injustice or something, hidden history. But in this case, this is something they you know, something like Coast to Coast, which has been very good to me. They wouldn't, and I have a book about JFK that I came out with after Masking the Truth, and they had me right back on. But they won't come have me on. So Masking the Truth, usually all my books got a good kickstart from being on Coast to Coast, because that's 8 to 10 million listeners. So you get a lot of people listening to that. You have a good, you know, good appearance there. Then it catches fire. But I never got that opportunity with them. So it's that's the problem. You know, it's this I wait for, you know, the big people. I was on Morning Journal, American Journal, of which is Harrison Smith, good guy that's over with Alex Jones at InfoWars. But not Alex Jones himself, you know, and that's we need those biggest platforms if you're going to get a kickstart. And I need other people in the alt media who have much bigger, audiences than I do, to hold it up and talk about it. Cause I see they do promote some other work, but that's the problem with the alt. We can get, that's a whole different story, but that's the problem with the alt media too, is that a lot of times we're not supportive of each other. And if people think that they're bigger than you, they kind of look down their nose and they're not going to promote you unless you're bigger than them, then they'll promote you. I mean, it's just, it doesn't make any sense, but that's why we don't get anywhere to be a real alternative to this horrible mainstream media. It wouldn't take much to offer them much better product. But there's so much infighting and people have their own agendas. And that's why everybody gets called a disinfo agent. Everybody gets called a shill. They all think nobody's legitimate. You know, look at his background and everything. So it is what it is. I tend to take everybody at face value and just assume they're legitimate until proven otherwise.
Well, good. I hope I'm not proven illegitimate.
No, I don't.
I'm already a bastard.
I don't see any trace of that in you at all.
I'm adopted, so I'm already a bastard. So, the old Latin saying, as we've said on the show before, is illegitimus non carborundum est. Don't let the bastards get you down. But the thing is, too, is that, you know, we've even taken stabs at alt media because a lot of them want to go to shock value. They want to do shock therapy and scare people half to death. Oh, and while you're at it, go to my store and buy my stuff, you know, while you still can.
Yeah, that's right.
And I'm just like, wow, what is it with these people? Marie in Indiana, you're on with Don Jeffries. Go ahead.
Yes. Good morning, gentlemen. Thankfully, I was able to convince my family, my immediate family, not to take the jab. But as far as my church and my Bible study, they told me basically to shut up. I'm not a doctor. And they got indignant with me. But then I met, I'm from the Lafayette, Indiana area. There's a lot of laboratories at Purdue, the college. And so I met a man that is a director of one of those labs, and I asked him, I said, what is this gain of function? If it's killing people, why don't we kill it? So he goes on to, oh, we can learn so much and what not to do and what to do. And I'm like, if it's killing people, why don't we kill it? And then he started talking his medical jargon, and I didn't understand him, so I flunked back in my shell.
Oh, you're doing good. And that it's gain of function research simply is it's trying to make, in terms of viruses, it's trying to make them more powerful, which, and that's why you have these crazy people that have been studying the 1918 flu strain. They somehow froze, they found in Siberia or something. They found, I mean, that sounds like a horror movie. Why would you want to work with something like that? And we know they've created super things where, why would you want to make something more powerful unless you did want? And that's why you have people, again, I think, going down the wrong path and thinking they did unleash a bioweapon. Again, I try to encourage people, look at, you know, look at COVID-19. It's never been isolated, but they're definitely in that their area. They do a lot of Frankenstein research, and you're right. Gain of function research has no place, I don't think, in any subgroups, because has it done anything effectively? Life expectancy rates are dropping, cancer rates exploding. So whatever they're doing isn't working.
All right. Well, I know people love their doctors.
Maybe again, Marie, maybe it is working. I mean, maybe is achieving what it is that they're trying to do, is have less and less people in the world, because you have a smaller population, they'd be easier to control. I mean, how
now,
does that
Dave,
factor?
Doom and gloom's coming out.
I'm trying not to really.
Thanks,
gotta look
guys.
At the obvious. Thank you, sweetie. Thank you. I appreciate your calling. You're wonderful. We got the greatest listeners of this show.
You do. You have some great callers.
And the thing is that, you know, I wish we had more time to talk, and we will revisit this again, because people need to understand. I mean, the book, and you buy 5 copies and you give them to every member of the family, and it's incumbent upon them, even if you encourage them, hey, did you read the book yet? You really need to read it if you know it's good for you, because your life is in the balance. Especially if you keep thinking that, you know, things are just going to get back to normal. We've already been programmed with this new normal. The new normal is you do what you're told. I've had weather forecasters during hurricane warnings screaming at people, do what you're told. And I'm like, you got a lot of nerve. You're a weatherman and you're sitting there telling me to do what you're told. And that reminds me of the Rage Against the Machine song, you know, now you do what they told you. And I'm just like, no, sorry. We have to think logically. We got to put in the critical thinking tap. That's what Don has done in this book, Masking the Truth, which is why they don't want it out there. So I encourage everybody to go get a copy of it. So now with all of this nonsense going on in D.C. right now, as everybody, it seems like, is starting now to do something. This is all just political theater now. We're playing up to the November elections, right?
Yeah, I don't think we should. That's why anarchy has become so popular. I have no argument with the anarchists anymore, because there is no authority worth respecting. So I don't have an argument against them anymore. But the best we can hope for is that they don't do something, because whenever they do something, it makes things worse. So, yeah, I mean, the hope would be, the hopium out there is that somehow Trump gets back in, and somehow this time he isn't what he seems to be, and they'll actually do something. But I mean, I don't have any faith in that. And you see things like this Fannie Willis character the other day, where it's just so obvious what's happening, where, you know, she was waiting to be disbarred as any member should have been. And they just, again, that's what I say when I talk about the Trumpenstein project. Part of it, I think, is that he's designed to always lose no matter what. And but at the same time, his supporters keep saying he's winning when he's losing. So they managed to spin a win out of that. I don't know. And they still think, like, he's, when he goes in these places, he's probably going to have a jury full of Fannie Willis's. So I don't know why anybody thinks that the evidence or any, I mean, the fact he's being prosecuted for these things. And again, this is all symbolic. I think they're prosecuting us, and they're showing, hey, if there are any real dissenters out there, yeah, we can find a woman. It doesn't matter how crazy she is. She can be, you know, as this is certifiable as E. Jean Carroll was. And it doesn't even matter. She doesn't have to remember the year you raped her. Doesn't matter. We'll convict you. If you brag about saying your assets are worth more than they are, even if the people that you got a loan from say, oh, no, it's fine. It doesn't matter. We'll find you a ridiculous amount and say it was fraudulent. If you complain and question the results in an election, That's illegal now. That's a threat to democracy. So all of this is terrible. They may decide to prosecute him for promulgating conspiracy theories. And then it's all over for all of us if they do that. And that's why I wish people would get past the personalities of him and Alex Jones, too. These show trials are very important in terms of what they're doing, maybe prepping the road down the way for people if they want to decide, hey, let's go through the legal process when we lock these crazy conspiracy theorists up, put them in the FEMA camps. It's been a precedent. You know, the precedent of Donald Trump, you know, this doesn't matter. We all ought to be scared of what's going on there. But again, the Trump derangement syndrome is such, like I mentioned, Victoria Collier. There are millions of people out there like her who don't care about anything. They just want him gone because that's what the narrative was with them, and the programming really worked.
And the closest person that's gotten in agreement with Masking the Truth, which is your book, is RFK Jr. because of Children's Health Defense and all that good stuff. Yeah. We're out of time for today, folks. Donald Jeffries, thank you so much for being on the show. We're going to have you back, of course. We always do.
Well, thank you.
It's wonderful to have you. Masking the Truth. Get the book now. Get it through our website. In the meantime, we will be back tomorrow. Be proactive. I love the way you guys are thinking out there. Stay with us. We will be back tomorrow. In the meantime, God bless you and God bless the United States of America.
Harmful organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrex is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products. And he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.